Unit 6. Tape script 6.1.
You're so lucky, Todd. You travel all over the world. I never leave Chicago.
Yeah, but it's hard work. I just practice, and play tennis all the time. I don't get time to see much.
What about last year? Where did you go? Tell me about it.
Well, in January I was in Melbourne for the Australian Open. It's a beautiful city, sort of big and very cosmopolitan, like Chicago. There's a nice mixture of old and new buildings. January's their summer, so it was hot when I was there.
Oh, and what's Dubai like? When were you there?
In February. We went from Australia to Dubai for the Dubai Tennis Open. Oh, boy, is Dubai hot. Hot, very dry, very modern. Lots of really modern buildings. White buildings? Interesting place. I enjoyed it.
And Paris? That's where I want to go. What's Paris like?
Everything that you imagine. Very beautiful, wonderful old buildings, but lots of interesting modern ones, too. And, of course, very, very romantic, especially in May. Maybe I can take you there sometime.
Yeah?
Tape script 6.2. 1.
What's the weather like?
Well, Chicago's called the Windy City, and it really can be windy.
2.
What are the people like?
They're very interesting. You meet people from all over the world.
3.
What are the buildings like?
A lot of them are very, very tall. The Sears Tower is 110 stories high.
4.
What are the restaurants like?
They're very good. You can find food from every country in the world.
5.
What's the nightlife like?
Oh, it's wonderful. There's lots to do in Chicago.
Tape script 6.3.
Melbourne was interesting, but for me, Paris was more interesting than Melbourne. And in some ways, Dubai was the most interesting of all, because it was so different from any other place I know. It was also the hottest, driest, and most modern. It was hot in Melbourne, but not as hot as in Dubai. Dubai was much hotter. Melbourne is much older than Dubai, but not as old as Paris. Paris was the oldest city I visited, but it has some great modern buildings, too. It was the most romantic place. I loved it.
Tape script 6.4.
This summer's hotter than last. It wasn't as hot as this last year.
Tape script 6.5.
It isn't as cold today as it was yesterday. But it's colder than it was last week. I'm not as tall as you, but I'm taller than Anna. This car's more expensive than John's. But it isn't as expensive as Anna's.
Tape script 6.6. 1.
I moved to a new flat last week.
Oh, really? What's it like?
Well, it's bigger than my old one, but it isn't as modern, and it's further from the shops.
2.
I hear Sandy and Al broke up.
Yeah, Sandy's got a new boyfriend.
Oh, really? What's he like?
Well, he's much nicer than Al, and much more handsome. Sandy is happier now than she's been for a long time.
3.
We have a new teacher.
Oh, really? What's she like?
Well, I think she's the best teacher we've ever had. Our last teacher was good, but she's even better, and she works us much harder.
4.
Is that your new car?
Well, it's second hand, but it's new to me.
What's it like?
Well, it's faster than my old car, and more comfortable, but it's more expensive to run. I love it.
Tape script 6.7.
When I say that I live in Sweden, everyone always wants to know about the seasons.
The seasons?
Yeah. You know, how cold it is in winter, what it's like when the days are so short.
So what is it like?
Well, it is cold. Very cold in winter. Sometimes as cold as minus 26 degrees.
Ooh.
And of course, when you go out, you wrap up warm. But inside, in the houses, it's always very warm. Much warmer than at home.
Mm.
Swedish people always complain that when they visit England, the houses are cold, even in a good winter. In Sweden, the houses are much better insulated than in Britain, and they always have the heating on very high.
And what about the darkness?
Well, yeah, around Christmas time in December, there's only 1 hour of daylight.
Oh.
So you really look forward to the spring.
Mm.
It is sometimes a bit depressing. But you see, the summers are amazing. From May to July in the north of Sweden, the sun never sets. It's still light at midnight. You can walk in the mountains and read a newspaper.
Oh, yeah. The land of the midnight sun.
That's right. But it's wonderful. You want to stay up all night. And the Swedes make the most of it. Often they start work earlier in summer and then leave at about 2 or 3 in the afternoon so that they can really enjoy the long summer evenings. They like to work hard, but play hard too. I think Londoners work longer hours, but I'm not sure this is a good thing.
So what about free time? Weekends, holidays? What do Swedish people like doing?
Well, every house in Sweden has a sauna.
Every house?
Well, every house I've been to. And most people have a country cottage. So people like to leave the town and get back to nature at weekends. These cottages are sometimes quite primitive. No running water, or not even toilets. And
no toilets?
Well, some don't have toilets, but they all have a sauna. And all the family sit in it together, then run and jump into the lake to get cool.
What? Even in winter?
Yeah. Swedish people are very healthy.
Or mad.
Tape script 6.8. 1.
Mary's family is very rich.
Well, I knew her uncle was very wealthy.
2.
Look at all these new buildings.
Yes, Paris is much more modern than I expected.
3.
Wasn't that film wonderful?
Yes, it was brilliant.
4.
George doesn't earn much money, but he's so kind.
He is, isn't he? He's one of the most generous people I know.
5.
Anne's bedroom's really untidy again.
Is it? I told her it was messy yesterday, and she promised to clean it.
6.
I'm bored with this lesson.
I know. I'm really fed up with it too.
Tape script 6.9. 1.
London's such an expensive city.
Well, it's not very cheap.
2.
Paul and Sue are so mean.
They're certainly not very generous.
3.
Their house is always so messy.
It's not very tidy.
4.
Their children are so noisy.
Yes, they're certainly not very quiet.
5.
John looks so miserable.
He's not very happy.
6.
His sister's so stupid.
Well, she's certainly not very clever.
Tape script 6.10.
You go down the path, past the pond, over the bridge, and out of the gate. Then you go across the road and take the path through the wood. When you come out of the wood, you walk up the path and into the church. It takes 5 minutes.